It's Thursday in the Ham Camp, KAYT, KQJOFM. Five City Strong all day long. Coming up, it's the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We've got more music after that. Go ahead, stick close.
The unstoppable wait, unstoppable wait.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
To see his good. Of his power. Now I'm shouting hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some friends of mine, if they saw me from some years ago, they'd be saying, is that him? I can't believe it. What would they say about you? Is that her? I can't believe. Well, God, when he's in the business, there's nothing that he can't do. Is there anything too hard for God? Anything too hard? David declares, says, I've been a young man. I've been a king. I've been a soldier. I've been a praying man. And I also done some sinful things. Took a man's wife. Took a man's life. She and I had a baby together. I've done some things. David would say. In other words, Pleasant Green, I've been in the ditch. If you think I have been in the ditch, look at the 51 number of Psalms. When he talks to the Lord and says, created me a clean heart and renew the right spirit that's within me. He said, I've not always been righteous, but I've always known the righteous Jew. Oh, I wish I had some help with that. It's something when you know the righteous Jew. Yeah. Because you know that your sins can be forgiven. There's some folk in this world, when you have your flashbacks, they always want you to remember how you used to be. You remember you used to be like this, and you used to be like this, and like this. Then someone got to come to them and tell them, do you remember like you used to be like that and like that? Because just like you know how someone else was, someone know how I come go with my life. But don't ever let no one, first of all, put a benediction on your life. Don't let no one put a benediction on your life. And don't let no one allow to tell you how you used to be. You tell them how you are now. Yes, I used to be no good, low down, no count, however you want to say it. But by the grace of God,
yes.
By the grace of God, I'm a newborn child of the King. Yes, this flashback, David could write about the story. David could tell the story. David really is the story. David makes his way to Jesse's house. But the Lord sent him there. But David says, you know, when I think about my life, I don't know, they better talk to someone old if it ain't close to their 90s. And then you look at them and then they take a false stare and look like they've gone all the way back to the first century. And they will tell you, I remember how it used to be. I was once young. And the things that you're doing now, I did it
already.
So young folks, the things that you're doing now, it's already been done. And hanging out and cutting up has already been done. Ain't not nothing new. You just gave it a different name, but it's still the same thing. Someone said there's nothing new under the sun. In other words, there's nothing man can do under God that's going to be new to God. It's going to be new to man, but it's going to be old to God. David said, I strolled back down memory lane. Little boy, mud between my toes, kookaburras in my head. Pocket tore off the back of my britches. Didn't have a hat on. Tending to my father's sheep. Samuel makes his way down to my daddy's house. Stand all of my brothers up because they were fine, handsome, good-looking, robust-looking kind of men. And they looked like him. They talked like kings. They had a walk like a king. And when they were standing, you would think that they were associated with the king. But when he puts the awl over their head, when nothing comes down, nothing runs down to their feet. And Jesse, he said, Jesse, don't you have another boy? I said, yeah, I got another son. But the boy out there tending to my sheep, I want you to go, somebody, send one of them king-looking boys, go get the little king. Someone go over there and fetch him and bring him here because I need to see your whole household. You got to understand, he sent, God sent him there, not just to see David, but he sent him there for the whole household. Goes and get David. David's behind all these big fine-looking men that he has, and now he puts the awl over the bucket over here, but the awl begins to run. The grace and the glory begins to fall upon it. David looks, he says, you are the one that the Lord wants. So I can see David saying, now hold on here, I'm just a little boy. All I can do is lead a few sheep.
That's right.
But God is going to take that little boy and produce him and make him lead me.
Yes, sir.
You don't know what you're going to be when your little boy is a little girl. You don't know what the Lord is going to do with them or do for them. You don't know how God is going to raise them up in the midst of the community. You don't know what God has in store for them. And you don't know what God has in store for you as a young man. And now David says, well, whatever the will is, I'm willing to go. So now watch closely, y'all. You see, because when you have a flashback, it makes you sometimes sit up or tremble. That'll make you shake. Sometimes it shock you back into reality. Most times when soldiers have flashbacks, we call it post-traumatic. Because they think about something traumatic that has happened in their lives. And they got to take medication to keep them comfortable. But in David's case, there was no medicine for him, but the only medicine was the Lord. only pharmaceutical he could see was the Lord and the word of God and the power of God. And God has blessed him to be a little lad leading sheep to become a king of Israel. Now, he has to be a leader. Now, leading sheep is tough. Leading people is tougher. Say it again. Leading sheep. She ain't gonna talk about that to you. She ain't gonna curse you out. We're leading God's people. Have mercy, Lord.
Yes, sir.
They keep you up at night.
Yes, sir.
They have you praying all night long, not one day of the week, but many days of the week and the month. But there's a reward, y'all.
Yes, sir.
For those who accept the challenge and the call.
Yes, sir.
God has something mighty. Blessed for those who carry the gospel to lead God's people. And sometimes in the midst of leading God's people, sometimes you have to lose your life. Sometimes it costs your life. You got to understand, when you pick up the word of God and you decide that you're going to stand for him, it may just cost you your life. You have to come to the grips and to the understanding, well, Lord, if you leave me here, I'm with you with me. But if you let me go, I'm going to be with you. So however it is, we're going to be together. Well, I'm telling you what, you might have people to stand up knowing that it may cost you your life. Man, yeah, you telling me it may cost you? Yes. It may cost you something that you're really not willing to pay. You got to step out on all costs. And don't even have to worry about the consequences.
That's right.
Ain't that right, brother? Side door may be open for the preacher, man.
Always open.
You got to come on anyway. You got to come on anyway. Here we go. Such as you, you too. Irregardless of how life looks on today, you got to step out and stand up and stand for the Lord. You have your calling too. Your calling is to stand for him. Our calling together is to stand with him. And he will stand with us. I believe that, y'all. I'm crazy enough to believe that the Lord will. Watch closely. David goes on to say, now, I've been young. I've been spry. I could run. I could jump. I could swim. Oh, I could fight. I'm a man of valor. If there's any medal to be given, David should have